CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting again.
Hello. Nice to be here again, because it's a lovely air-conditioned studio.
It's nice to have you. So did you get a chance this week to go to the movies?
I did, and I had to make up for not seeing one last week, so I saw two.
Oh my goodness, okay.
This week, two quite different movies. The first movie that we saw was called Mariana and Leonard, Words of Love. And it's one of these award-winning documentaries, of course, featuring Leonard Cohen and the woman who was one of, if not his very first muse, if you like, Marianne Island. And they spent years together on the island of Hydra in Greece, which sounded like quite a place back in the day when hippies were looking for really warm, sunny places to go and do all the dope they wanted. Greece was one of those places, the islands, and also a few places off the coast of Spain. Anyway, so he was there, and he wrote one of his books before he started to write and play music. Of course, he was an author. He was a poet, and he wrote a book called Beautiful Losers, which was, everybody was scandalized by that. But he wrote it, and he was pleased with it. And so the relationship with Marianne went on for quite a while, several years, in fact, on this island, this utopian island. And finally, his career, he kind of broke through his shyness and his reticence to actually sing his own songs, because he said, I don't have a voice. And what the movie indicated was that he was convinced that, yes, you do. You have a wonderful voice. It's kind of unique. People will know that it's you singing. Judy Collins, who recorded several of his songs, she said, you need to sing these songs. So he did. He then went on to go elsewhere in the world. He'd be back in Montreal. He'd be literally all over the world. And his relationship with Mariana, who was from one of the Scandinavian countries, I can't remember now which one, if it was Sweden or Norway. And it kind of languished, and periodically he would show up and rekindle that. And she seemed to be just mostly always there for him. And finally, towards the end, the latter years of his life, she had basically said, okay, that's it. I'm not satisfied with this relationship where we only see each other one weekend a year, if that. And he ultimately went off to a Buddhist monastery for like 6 years, which was very out of keeping with his lifestyle. He did, quite a few drugs, and he was a serious womanizer. Which is, of course, another reason why Marianne was unhappy with him. But they really split up for good. He went off to the monastery. She went back to Scandinavia, married or remarried, she had a family. I think she went on to become a more or less normal Scandinavian housewife. And when he went out of the monastery and had discovered that his entire, all his income, all his savings, and it was like quite a lot of money, had been, for lack of a best word, I think embezzled.
Oh, okay.
By the woman that he trusted with his finances. Mm-hmm. So bad for Leonard, good for those of us who enjoy his music, because he then had to hit the road and start doing concerts because he needed the money. Right. He had like zero money or virtually no money. And he had had another relationship with another woman, had, uh, I think he certainly had a son, Adam, and probably, I think he had a daughter as well. But there was always something in his heart for Marianne. I won't say how the movie ends, but basically, as we all know, you know, Leonard died not that long ago. And Marianne died something like 3 months before he did.
Oh, wow.
So you came away either thinking, oh, what a beautiful film, mm-hmm. or, oh, what a creep. It's like, geez, I always liked Leonard Cohen, and now I realize what a where bad words come to mind, which I can't say, I guess, on the radio. You know, someone that, he was very self-serving, and, you know, he knew what he wanted, and what he wanted was fame and fortune and lots of women. Mm-hmm. So he used people, and he certainly used her. So other people came away from the movie thinking, sorry I spent money on that movie. It was, however, quite a beautiful film. Mm-hmm. So that was film number one. Mm-hmm. And film number two from this week was the ninth Quentin Tarantino movie. And he has declared that he's only going to make 10.
Oh, okay.
So this is the next to last movie, mm-hmm. if he's true to his word. And like in Tarantino fashion, it's a really pretty unusual movie. And it has two really famous male leads, Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Leonardo DiCaprio plays a TV cowboy who had his own show for years and years, but he's kind of on his way out. The show has ended, and he's scrounging for work. Mm-hmm. But he's maintained his friendship with the Brad Pitt character, who was his stuntman and movie double. Mm-hmm. So they've known each other for many years, and it's sort of an unequal power relationship. But they're friends, and Brad Pitt helps Leonardo DiCaprio with things. Fixing an antenna on his roof and things mm-hmm. like that. So what happens in the course of the movie is it becomes clear that they live, not they, but Leonardo DiCaprio lives next door to the Sharon Tate, and she has lots of friends and they're always there. She's an up-and-coming actress. Who was eventually, those of us who are a little older can remember way back in roughly 1970 or the late 60s, there was a huge, infamous murder that took place. Mm-hmm. Sharon Tate was killed, her unborn child, her guests and friends who were there at the time, and it was attributed to the Mansons. So the Mansons... The Manson clan figures in this, and they go out to the Brad Pitt character goes off at one point to the Spawn movie ranch where all of the Manson family lived. It's very eerie and creepy.
You think, oh my,
ooh, mm-hmm. these people are just amazing. They're amazingly awful. There is a sort of a twist, so I won't go into it. But I guess if you have enjoyed other Tarantino films, I have enjoyed some, not mm-hmm. all. If you go way back to Reservoir Dogs, which was one of his first movies, if not his first, and then the one that was the super, super, the mega hit, Pulp Fiction, from years ago. He just has an odd... sensibility. I mean, I can't honestly put my finger on it, mm-hmm. but he does unusual movies about subjects that are, you know, you kind of wouldn't expect. And he gets A-list stars to come and participate in his movies. So would I recommend it? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not for kids by any stretch.
No.
But for adults, and especially if you have an interest in a Quentin Tarantino movie and would like to see one, Or if you've seen the others and you said, oh, well, yeah, I find him an interesting director, then you'll like this one. Okay. And if you happen to be Leonardo DiCaprio and or Brad Pitt fan, you will especially like this movie because they are the stars, and they do most of the heavy lifting. There's a lot of cameo people. If you look at the credits either before or after, you say, oh my god, they were in that movie. So it was like, okay, one of those spot the actor, spot the star mm-hmm. type of things.
So what is that movie called?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
And again, it would be something, my son said that friends of his had said, oh, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. And other friends had said, I'm going to see it again.
Oh, okay.
And he came out thinking, I may have to do a little more research on that movie to see really how I felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine. I was quite involved in the whole thing, and it's a very, very long movie. It's something like 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be prepared to sit through a lot of Tarantino, and not everybody is prepared to do that. So he has only apparently one more movie left in his career that he's expecting to do, and I don't think anybody knows what it is yet. He probably doesn't know what it is, but he's been making movies for a long time, and mm-hmm. he's only got 9 movies under his belt.
Okay.
So that's frankly, I didn't know that, and I found that kind of surprising. I thought, mm-hmm. really? I thought he had made more than that, but no. Mm-hmm. But they're always interesting. They may not be to everybody's taste, but they're always something going on which is of interest and done in a kind of quirky Tarantino way.
Mm-hmm.
So see it if you are interested in Tarantino, and certainly if you still have a good feelings about Leonard Cohen, then you might want to go see Marianne and Leonard, Words of Love, even though you may come out not liking Cohen as much as you did when you went in. But a beautiful, really quite a beautiful film. Other movies soon to be on a screen near us, in other words, the Maison de Cinema, August 2nd in French and English, a blockbuster movie called Hobbs and Shaw with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham, with really fast cars and crazy scenes of chases and lots of aerobatics and stuff. Anyway, it looks like, well, this is something that I would probably enjoy seeing on a sort of a slow day. And I have, it's a part of the, somehow it's involved, it's, I don't know how it's connected to the Fast and Furious franchise, but it is. So if you have had good luck with seeing Fast and Furious movies, then this is probably right up your alley. So that begins August 2nd. There is, and that's actually in terms of English language movies, that's the only new one. But on August 9th, there will be 3 English language movies starting.
Okay, wow.
One of them features the character that I think all kids in North America know, Dora the Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a cartoon, it's a live action feature.
Mm-hmm.
And then that same day, there's a movie that opens up with one of my favorite actresses, Kate Blanchett, called Bernadette. Bernadette disappears, something like, or the mm-hmm. disappearance of Bernadette. That's coming. And the next one is a horror movie. And unfortunately, I can't quite read what it says here. But I'm, being a horror movie, I may take a miss on that. What I didn't mention, sorry, I should have, is that a movie that I didn't see this week, although it's playing, is The Lion King.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I've made my views about The Lion King clear in the past. I just sort of feel like, well, I may just have to take one for the team and go see The Lion King, but maybe not. There's also, having looked a little further at the website, also on August 9th, there's another English language movie with Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss called The Queens of Hell's Kitchen in French. I think in English it's just called The Kitchen, mm-hmm. which refers to a section of New York known as Hell's Kitchen. Another movie, same day, The Art of Racing in the Rain, which was a book I read some years ago and totally enjoyed it. So I'm definitely putting that one on my list of must-see movies. So only one English movie opening up this week, but then there will be five.
Oh, that's quite
the,
a few.
The week after, so mm-hmm. I'll be very busy.
You will be.
Very busy.
Yeah.
So I think that's about it. It's been there hasn't been quite as many children oriented movies as I would have expected for the summer, but Lion King is there. Box office, I guess, for the Lion King is not great. It hasn't been doing terribly well, and the critics hate it.
Okay,
but as with many Disney movies, you know, mm-hmm. critics hate them because mm-hmm. they say, oh, this is just like every other Disney movie, but the audiences are really loving it. So they're probably doing okay. I don't think they're going to end up not being able to make more movies because mm-hmm. of this particular one. So lots of movies out there at the moment, but way more are coming, but not this week, next week.
Okay.
So just hope for rainy weather.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
Oh, you're welcome.